So, right before I started Virginia Theological Seminary, I was visiting a church in the D.C. area that will remain unnamed on a Trinity Sunday. Those of you who have heard me preach on special days before have probably noticed that I get a little nerdy around liturgical holidays. And Trinity Sunday is not excluded from the list of liturgical days that I just so deeply appreciate. But today is special because it is the only feast day that we have, that we celebrate together as a church on a Sunday, that is doctrinal in nature rather than biblical. Doctrinal rather than biblical. In other words, the Trinity, although alluded to in our lectionary texts, is never outright mentioned in the Bible. It's actually sort of neat that we get to celebrate it then. So back to my story. Here I am, a church nerd, sitting in church on Trinity Sunday, really excited to see that we sang the processional hymn, Holy, 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 like we sang today, where we sang, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. I just knew that it was going to be a good day at church. So you can imagine my surprise when the preacher stood up in the pulpit and said, as many of you have noticed, today is Trinity Sunday, but I'm not going to preach on the Trinity. As a young sort of religious zealot and not in my first year of ordained ministry, I was, to put it lightly, flabbergasted. And I spent the rest of the week telling all of my other church nerd friends about this priest who out and out told us from the pulpit that he wasn't going to mention the Trinity on Trinity Sunday. In fact, I've actually pretty much stuck to my guns and been disgusted with this guy ever since then. I'm trying not to tie it into something about God in three persons. That is, of course, until it was my turn to preach Trinity Sunday this year. I cannot tell you in preparation for this sermon how many class notes I pulled out, how many seminary books I consulted, how many theological articles I read to try to prepare myself for this sermon, to bring to you what the doctrine of the Trinity is really all about. And after all of that work, I remain perplexed on how to turn a really confusing doctrine into a workable sermon. I think I was actually stuck in trying to figure out how to explain the semantics of a three-in-one God, how to do that strange math. But then I came across this nugget that a professor offered us in class that I want to offer us today. It's a story about a 5th century North African bishop named St. Augustine of Hippo. As the story has it, one day Augustine was walking along the beach by the ocean, pondering the deep mystery of the three-in-one God. And there he met a boy who had dug a hole in the sand and was keeping busy by running back and forth from the hole to the ocean, collecting water and pouring it into the hole. St. Augustine was curious about this, so he asked the boy, "What are you doing?" And the boy replied, "I'm going to take this ocean and pour it into the hole, the entire ocean." St. Augustine then said, "That's impossible. The entire ocean will not fit into this small hole that you have dug." The boy answered, "Neither can the infinite God, the Holy Trinity, fit into your finite mind. Neither can the infinite God fit into your finite mind." After hearing that story again, I realized the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is not necessarily something that needs to be thought about or picked apart or indoctrinated from the pulpit. You and I can think and read and study and spew doctrine until the cows come home and still come up with vastly different, varying, mostly befuddling thoughts about this doctrine. No, we do not need to talk about the doctrine of the Trinity. Rather, we need to live into the experience of what the Holy Trinity really is. So let's look at what the Holy Trinity really is. A common term used to describe the Holy Trinity is perichoresis. Now, that's a big word, so I want to break it down. The word perichoresis comes from the Greek. And so we take that first part of the word peri, which means around. Sort of think perimeter. The word perimeter comes from the same word, peri, which means around. Choreo in Greek means to dance. Think choreography. So that giant word perichoresis literally means to dance around. And that's what the Holy Spirit and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are doing in their relationship with each other. They're dancing around. I have a friend who takes tango lessons and has for the past 6 years. And the last time I watched her dance, it was amazing this kind of wordless communication that she had had with her dance partner. She's been dancing with him for about 4 years now. And it was almost like they had this an intimate connection, so much so that he knew what she was going to do before it even happened. They were tuned into each other in a way that almost defined their relationship. The intimacy that they had when they moved together as one being is sort of like this perichoresis, this dancing around. This is how we describe the union of the three-in-one God. The three-in-one God is an intimate and cosmic dance that displays a loving and mutual relationship. Perichoresis, an intimate and cosmic dance that displays a loving and mutual relationship. So today is Trinity Sunday. Now, Trinity Sunday also marks the start of the time in our church life where we ease into what we liturgically call ordinary time. And ordinary time basically means that there will not be any other major feasts, no Christ-oriented holidays or special days of Christian observance that we will look at together in our common life here on church on a Sunday morning. It just basically means that from here until Advent 1, we have ordinary time. We're living in the green season. We see what we're doing as a church. In other words, we are entering into a time where we are not reliving the story of Jesus and of the lifetime of Jesus from his perinatal development to his death and resurrection and ascension and the incoming of his Holy Spirit. Rather, we are living the story ourselves. We are reliving the story of Christendom, how we are shaped as Christians, and where we fit into the greater story of the Christian journey. This is perhaps the best thing about Trinity Sunday, the celebration of the perichoresis, that it is also the start of ordinary time. Trinity Sunday, the start of ordinary time, is the best thing about it, is that it's the start of ordinary time. So while we're talking today about God's movement and God's cosmic dance and this intimate relationship that God has with God's self as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are also invited to think about how we will become a part of that choreography. How we will become a part of that dance, a part of that choreography of divine love. How we will join together in this Christian journey. So our challenge on this Trinity Sunday, as we stand at the threshold of a new season of ordinary time, is to seek out this living, dancing, and vibrant God in a time that otherwise we call ordinary. Our call is to venture into this relationship, to find our own place in the narrative of the Christian journey. May we find ourselves today and through this time that we call ordinary. May we find ourselves dance partners with the one we name Most High. May we find ourselves fully and intimately loved, fully loving, and dynamically alive. Amen.